Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn.
Hello, and welcome to How's New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we're going to be taking a look at a real estate topics episode and discuss the new entry points for luxury homes in America. And as always, here is our host, Robert Howe.
Well, thank you, Jason, and welcome everyone to How's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe. And as always, we're talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community politics, and any hot topics of the day. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace of Rising Tide Marketing. And as Jason mentioned, this is our real estate topics night, and we're going to talk about an article that appeared. I'll let Jason tell you about it, but talking about entry-level points for luxury home buyers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Jason?
This is a recent article that appeared in Bloomberg, and the headline is New Entry Point for American Luxury Home Buyers. And that figure now is at a median price of $1 million. And again, that's the entry point. So you're not going to be getting the fully loaded luxury car. That's going to get you your base model. So when you're looking around the country, and the article does highlight numerous cities and mid to large market states. It does kind of give a breakdown. The interesting one here is the mention is that Manhattan and Brooklyn prices are starting to, get such that it's forcing people looking for a luxury home to now look at Queens in terms of what they're going to get for their money.
You know, it's an interesting article. It's a little bit like you can buy a Tesla. Everybody can afford a Tesla, but they don't say you're getting the $30,000 model. They're thinking they're getting the $100,000 model. And you know, when they're throwing Queens into the luxury market, I'm sure there are some beautiful areas, Forest Hills particularly, that there are luxury homes in, but I don't know if Queens really is at the top of anybody's mind when it comes to luxury. And I think the headline was a little misleading, you know, talking about $1 million. Right now, $1 million just buys you a house or a small condo or you know, something along those lines. But I think what the article really should have said is that, you know, luxury listings are going up at, you know, rates of 10% a year. So if you can get into that market, you know, you're getting 10%. They say Sarasota, almost 20%. So that's, you know, that's a pretty good area. I don't know what, why are they saying Sarasota? Did I say Saratoga? Is it because the horses are running up there?
Yes, Sarasota.
Freudian slip. Yes, Sarasota. What is it about Sarasota that it's going at a 20% clip? Is there something there that I don't – is that where the Mets practice?
No. They're in Port St. Lucie, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what – I'm sure spring training is probably not too far, but it is interesting. A lot of these areas increasing at a pretty healthy percentage. But you're right. The entry point of $1 million is very misleading, because at $1 million, you'd be ruled out at just about a lot of these areas. There's only two on this list of 10 places. You only be able to afford 20% of the cities here. I mean, if you're at 1 million and you're trying to buy in Queens at 1.3, no one's going to probably come down to that price. So it is, you're right, it is misleading. And even the article itself does kind of contradict itself once you get to the end of it, where it does mention that the punchline there, well, you know, today, that's today's price, but tomorrow could be worse. Well, it already is worse than 80% of their cities.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. You know, the areas that they mention, there must be some algorithm that these people use that say, let's mention some areas that have never been mentioned before, just to get the reader interested in the article. But in any event, I think, you know, what the article is trying to say is that the economy has bounced back. People are making more money, higher salaries. They don't have jitters about the economy, and they're able to afford, a bigger, more pricier, house, and they're going for it, hence, you know, driving up the prices. You know, for a while back in the late 2000s, probably the luxury market got quiet and flat. But now I guess people who have money, that excludes you and me, are going into the luxury market full force. Let's see, Queens, New York. I don't know how the heck that ended up there. They do have, funny, they have San Jose, California, and that's where whoever bought the latest Mega Millions, almost $500 million. So that might jump to the top of the list by tomorrow. Who knows? You know, Boulder, Colorado. They do have, you know, the Washington State places where you have all those Microsoft type people, you know, working, and Seattle, where all those techies are working. So I'm wondering if those kind of areas, those tech areas that are booming, San Francisco also, is that sort of be careful what you wish for? You know, you want strong industry and a strong, you know, group of people who are making a good buck. But when they're making a great buck, then they gobble up everything in the neighborhood, and the poor schlubs that are still, you know, grinding along at, much, much lower salaries of getting pushed out of those areas. And I think people who originally settled in Seattle are probably like, we never expected, you know, homes to go for these crazy amounts of money. But, along comes, you know, some tech company, and all their executives are buying big homes or building big homes all of a sudden. Anything else that you took away from this article?
Well, you hit the nail on the head with a lot of the locations, at least four of them I can see, that the Seattle, the Everett, Washington, I think probably Redwood City and maybe Salinas are probably tied into like you said, that tech infusion, the Silicon Valleys, and that money from those places we talked about recently on a recent episode about the most expensive neighborhoods or areas in the country, and a lot of the top five were tied into the infusion of money from those tech companies and the people buying property there. And we speculated on, well, since Brooklyn now is becoming a destination for new tech startups, is could that be in the future for Brooklyn real estate? Could that be another indicator of where Brooklyn real estate could be headed? And the thing about those areas, those prices, is that with the volatility of the tech industry being what it is here today, gone tomorrow type thing, where some of them you never know, could those eventually come back down? Whereas Brooklyn has had its value tied into the fact that it's Brooklyn more than it's got anything to do with tech companies.
Right, Brooklyn is pretty much staying on its own, and the tech industry probably has some effect, but I don't think the massive effect that it has on the West Coast, on those Washington State locations. You know, Brooklyn is home to a lot of different types of business entities, and I think that's driving, and also the cachet of Brooklyn over the Brooklyn name is certainly driving the market. But you know, the article does end with Realtor.com saying that 17 of 91 markets price growth exceeds 10%. So that's a pretty good return on your investment, which they had told us what happened to the other 83% that's floating out there. What's going on there, or not 83%, but whatever the balance of those, of that number is, you know, what's going on in those markets. But, you know, they always throw in these tidbits that sound very, positive without really, giving much more information about that. Any last comments unless we go on to the next topic, Jason?
I think that the story itself is a nice segue setup, kind of a precursor to the next news tidbit that we have with regard to condo filings in Brooklyn. The number is at the highest it's been, with plans for 547 new condo units in Brooklyn filed in June, the highest it's been since the recession. So is this an indicator of, the cost of luxury homes increasing, need to create more semi-luxury to maybe some, I would say, luxury homes, even though they're not homes, they're apartments or units in Brooklyn, but is there some correlation?
You're right. Certainly the condo market in Brooklyn is still building, still growing, still increasing in value, and there's no entry-level condos, the new stuff at least, for $1 million, I'll tell you that. They're probably in the $1.5 million entry level. But, you know, what did strike me is they did mention, Crown Heights having a 163-unit property going up there. And that is, a really interesting, note. Crown Heights is, I don't think, has any Williamsburg-y, Bushwick-y, cachet to it. But yet, someone's doing 163 units in Crown Heights. I guess that's the spillover effect of what's going on. What is your thought?
That number, is that number strikes me as large for a condo unit too. Is that the norm for, especially not just in Crown Heights, but in Brooklyn in general? Is that a big number for a condo development?
Yeah, that it is. I mean, that's could be a couple towers, possibly.
Yeah.
That's not just you know, and then they do mention this lowly 32 unit development. I don't know if that 32 unit development is going to have much impact on the overall condo market, but you know, once you hear 163. And then 165.
Yeah.
I mean, those are impressive numbers. But you know, the reality is, you still see towers going up, you know, throughout Brooklyn, and people are buying them, and you know, it's great. Although I think there is a little bit of a flood or a gut of apartments, and possibly some of the condos that have been built over the last couple of years have been turned temporarily into rentals until, you know, the developers feel comfortable enough to put those back on the market and see what they get.
Yeah, and the story is a nice update, because for a while we've been hearing, or we've heard and touched on this in some recent episodes, that the condo market was slowing down, or that there weren't, you know, it was kind of plateauing, but this seems to contradict that. Noticing just in Bay Ridge, we've got one new building up on the corner of by St. Pat's on 95th and right on 4th. We've got another one in the works where Pippin's Pub used to be. So there is, even in Bay Ridge, some development eating into some of the air rights in the neighborhood.
Yeah, no, they're popping up all over, and people see the need for more housing, and developers are sensing that and building. I guess those people who are building the 500 plus condo units did not get that message that the condo market had slowed down a little, but I guess there could be ebb and flows, but I think it's forever always increasing.
Yes, and then these two tidbits are signs of a very healthy real estate market, both in Brooklyn, which is, we've known that the needle has been steadily rising for some time, but nationally, it looks like there are signs that the real estate market is, if not fully recovered, it's on its way back up from 2008, 2009, and these two stories just show again how, you know, Brooklyn is tied into that big time and leading the way. Nice little updates and tidbits for our real estate episode.
Yes, absolutely. And why don't you take us out then, or I'm going to take me out maybe.
Yeah. Yes, Bob, why don't you take us out, as always?
Yes. Well, thank you. Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and Jason for coming up with the topics of entry levels for luxury homes and the ever-increasing number of condos being built in Brooklyn, New York. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge.